Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to our program today. I'm Sharon Knotts, thanking you for joining us as we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, is from his classic landmark teaching, Satan's Complete Defeat. Find out what Satan does not want you to know about him and how he operates in the spiritual realm. Who is he? Where did he come from? Is he a God possessing omnipotence? How much power does he have on earth? So much more in this devil-chasing message, Satan's Complete Defeat.
But immediately, Satan ever possessed and consumed with that one heady desire to ascend above the heights, to exalt his throne above the stars of God, to dethrone and unseat God and be as God, saw his opportunity to seize and regain dominion over the earth kingdom that he lost. And immediately after God left the presence of Adam and Eve, Satan transformed himself into an angel of light, entered the garden of God, the paradise of Eden of Adam. Not only as Satan, accuser, slanderer, an enemy of God, but now in his office and role as tempter of mankind. And with the same accusations and the same promises that he fell from and caused the angelic host to fall from, he sized up Miss Eve. And he slandered and accused God to Miss Eve. Because he doesn't change. And he says that the reason why God don't want you to eat of that tree, of the knowledge of good and evil, because God knows that when you eat of that tree, your eyes of your understanding will be open. And you will be like God. And with his same lying, slanderous accusations and lies, and with the same promise to be as God, the thing that made him fall, he set the trap and the snare and ensnared Miss Eve. She believed his lying slanders, fell to the same desire to be like God, not satisfied in the place, in the position that God had placed her. And she succumbed to the temptation, disobeyed God, and then proceeded to seduce Adam. And he succumbed to her seductive charms and joined her in rebellion. But to her awful dismay and the dismay of Adam, instead of being like God, a new sensation shivered up their spine, stabbed their soul, and for the first time in their existence, fear, terror, and instead of being like God, they fell to become slaves, captives, servants of Lucifer, Satan the devil, who tempted and tricked them, dethroned them, regained power of the earth and the world, regained his place as the ruler of the earth, as the prince of this world. And instead of being rulers, Adam and Eve became slaves, and all of their children would be born in the slavery, be the subjects and the slaves, the pounds of Satan the devil. So again, God's kingdom has fell into rebellion and revolt and chaos. And instead of gaining a ruler he could trust, he has gained another rebel, and Satan has regained control and authority over the earth, and that becomes the prince of this world and the prince of the power of the air, a prince of what he was, because even Jesus recognized that in John 12, 30 and 31 and John 14, 30. When he declared that the prince of this world comes and have nothing in me, and in the 12th chapter of John in the 31st verse, when he had fulfilled his mission on earth, Jesus cried out, now is the judgment of this world. Now is the prince of this world cast out. Up until that moment, because he had defeated and seduced and tricked Adam and Eve, Satan regained his position as the chief ruler, the archon of the world, and the prince of the power of the air, as Ephesians 2:2 says, that even now works in the children of disobedience. And that even Jesus recognized his title and his authority. For when Jesus was led by the Spirit in the wilderness to be tempted of Satan, the tempter, and in the temptation where Satan and Lucifer took the Lord to the high pinnacle, showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glories, Satan says, if you will worship me, wanting to be like the Most High God, consumed, possessed with that one thought, if you will worship me, if you will worship me, fall down and worship me, I will give you all of these kingdoms and their glories. Because Satan said in Luke, the 4th chapter, in its history and record of Jesus' temptation, if thou will worship me, I will give thee all of these kingdoms and these glories, because it is delivered to me. It is mine, and to whom I will give it to. And the Lord didn't dispute him, for the Lord knew his mission was to come and the rest, the control and the rulership of the world and its kingdoms from Satan. And the only way he could do it, reconcile God's creation back to God and bring peace out of chaos and disorder and confusion, was the way of the cross. Satan was trying to tempt Jesus to take the easy way. But the Lord wouldn't. He realized that Satan at that moment was the lawful and rightful possessor, ruler and archon of the earth, and the prince, the archon of the powers and the authorities of the worlds and the heavenly kingdoms. He knew the only way he would defeat him was to go to Calvary. And he uttered those great words, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou shalt worship the Lord God, and only him will thou serve. But here Satan has regained the mastery of the earth. He has regained his fallen kingdom and rulership. He has prolonged and yea, even stopped peradventure his doom, buoyed by the seeming victory. That old desire was there, that I shall one day unseat God and be as God. For many centuries, he wreaked havoc in the earth, brought suffering untold upon the sons of Adam, until God finally says, it is time for me to bring my real ruler, my true prophet, priest, and king into the world. For even in the 3rd chapter of Genesis, when God comes down to survey his newly fallen
kingdom that he gave to Adam and Eve. And what he pronounces, the curse that comes with sin of disobedience upon the earth, upon Adam, upon Eve, and consequently, the old serpent, the old dragon, the devil, Satan, gives the promise. For he says to the woman, and he says to the tempter, I will put enmity between thy seed, Genesis 3:15, and the seed of the woman. He shall bruise his heel on thy head, serpent, but his heel shall crush in defeat thy head. In the dust I am going to send out of this woman a seed. Out of her seed shall rise up a mighty ruler. He that shall be the ruler and the prince of the earth and the powers of the air and the King of kings and the Lord of lords. My true prophet, priest, and king. Yea, even my only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And when the fullness of time came, when it looked like Satan had indeed won the victory, God so loved the world that he begot his Son and gave that Son to be his mighty deliverer and savior of mankind, and to restore his creatures back to fellowship and his kingdom back to harmony and peace. And the Lord Jesus Christ was born, and immediately Lucifer, Satan, the devil, saw the threat. When the wise men came back to Herod to tell them of the Christ child, the king that was told of in prophecy in this star that was prophesied, predicted would come, and it had come. And the king, the seed of the woman, truly had been born. God, in his wise providence, forewarned Joseph and Mary, and they took the baby Jesus and fled to Egypt, and God divinely protected him. Till Herod died, and it was safe for Jesus to return to Israel, and namely Bethlehem, Judea, there to grow up under the watchful eye of the Holy Ghost, till at last the fullness of time came. The time had come for God to send this great champion and warrior, deliverer, savior, the new heir to the throne, to be the new prince of the powers of the air, to be the new chief prince of the earth. Even his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, there in the River Jordan, baptized by John, God opened the windows of heaven and distilled and poured out the Holy Ghost and power upon the Lord Jesus Christ, rising out of the water and having God speak out of heaven and witness, this is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. I have anointed him the prophet, priest, and king. He was immediately driven by the Holy Ghost into the wilderness to be proven, tested, and tried. Yea, for even the Son of God must be proven and tested and tried to see if he will be obedient to the will and the word of God, and to the estate and position that Almighty God had placed him
so that he could qualify to be the real and genuine ruler and to be the example and pattern for all of mankind to pattern and follow after. Being proven and tried and tested and passed, that he could rightfully take the scepter of power and the symbol of authority and depose Satan and cast him out, sit upon the throne as God's great, true, and holy, loving, and blessed, kind ruler that delivers us out of the status of slaves, bond servants, into the status and standing of sons of God, heirs of God, joint heirs with the Lord Jesus Christ. Cause us to reign and to rule with him forever and ever. After being tested and tried and tempted, Satan 40 days, 40 nights not eating, being tempted and passing his temptation, the Bible declares that he returned to Jerusalem in the power of the Spirit, takes the scepter of righteousness and the symbol of his authority to reign and to rule, and immediately begins to announce the setting up and the coming of his kingdom, calling out of the world and redeeming and delivering out of the kingdom of Satan his servants, his apostles, his prophets, his disciples, his mighty army, his body, yea, the implement and the instrument that he will build, that he will strengthen, that he will empower, that he will qualify, that he will commission, that he will send, and then he will use to utterly and absolutely and totally defeat Satan and his armies and bring about his prayer, "Thy kingdom come and thy will be done, O Father, as it is in heaven, even on the earth." After being tested and tried and tempted, Satan 40 days, 40 nights not eating, being tempted and passing his temptation, the Bible declares that he returned to Jerusalem in the power of the Spirit, takes the scepter of righteousness and the symbol of his authority to reign and to rule, and immediately begins to announce the setting up and the coming of his kingdom, calling out of the world and redeeming and delivering out of the kingdom of Satan his servants, his apostles, his prophets, his disciples, his mighty army, his body, yea, the implement and the instrument that he will build, that he will strengthen, that he will empower, that he will qualify, that he will commission, that he will send, and then he will use to utterly and absolutely and totally defeat Satan and his armies and bring about his prayer, "Thy kingdom come and thy will be done, O Father, as it is in heaven, even on the earth." And he begins to open up combat against Satan, and Satan begins to join him in the battle, using the same methods that he always used to slander, to accuse, to ridicule, to defame, to lie against Jesus, to even tell the leaders that he will take your place of rulership and power, to impress upon the high priests and the rulers and the chief scribes until they uttered out, "The whole world is going after him. Where will our place be in our nation? They must kill him." back in Jesus' teaching in parables. He taught the parable how that God had sent prophets unto the people in whom he had let his vineyard out, looking for them to bring him the fruit of the vine in the field. But instead they kill the servants, kill the prophets. So Jesus said, the Father said, I will send my son, and they will reverence him. But the Lord said, as he read their thoughts, the evil, wicked servants, not worthy as Satan to reign and rule in that place of rulership that God placed them to rule, said in their hearts, here is the heir. Let us kill the heir. The vineyard will be ours. Even as Satan says, let us depose God. Kingdoms will be ours. They proceeded to take Jesus, to scourge him, crucify him, kill him, thinking and supposing that they were preserving their place and that they were securing the vineyard forever, but instead God had used poetical justice on the devil and the rulers of the world when he took death and destroyed him that had the power of death, even Satan. Jesus, to fulfill the first part of his ministry, had to be the sin offering. He had to deal with sin before he could set up his literal kingdom, before he could depose of Satan entirely, completely, and eternally. Therefore, as God's perfect sacrifice and as God's perfect lamb, Jesus gave himself to be crucified and slaughtered. Satan didn't do it. Man didn't do it. Jesus said, no man takes my life. I have power to lay my life down, and I have power to take it up again. In fact, when Satan knew that he was duped, and realized that if Jesus went to the cross, that he was doomed, he tried to do everything possible to stop him. Tried to throw him off the brow of the city. Tried to stone him. Jesus disappeared amongst the people. Tried to kill him when he was a little baby. Jesus was protected by God because he was going to use poetical justice on the devil. He was going to become the perfect sacrifice and the sin offering. He was going to deal with sin. He was going to become obedient to God's will, obedient to the death, even the death of the cross. And therefore, God would high exalt him, give him a name and a kingdom above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee, even Satan's knee, even all of the ruling angels and all of the angelic hosts, even all of mankind, even every disobedient spirit in hell, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, of things on earth, and of things under the earth. Every tongue, Satan, fallen angel, fallen man, as well as faithful angels and redeemed children of God, would confess Jesus is the Lord to the glory of the Father.
Amen. What a revelatory message on Satan's complete defeat by God's servant, Brother Hardy. In this classic teaching, Brother Hardy has answered by the scriptures, who was Lucifer? Who is Satan? Who is the devil? Where did he come from? Is he a god in the sense of deity, being self-existing, self-maintaining, and possessing omnipotence? And just how much power can he exert on earth? When you realize that Satan is not a god, but a created being, then you understand that he is limited. God did not create him to be the devil. He was created as Lucifer, which means light bearer, and was the wisest and most beautiful of God's angels. He was the anointed cherub who led the heavenly worship team. But his own self-focus on his superlative beauty became distorted with pride, and iniquity corrupted his wisdom. When he fell, or rather was kicked out of heaven by Michael the archangel and his faithful angels, he took one-third of the angels with him in his rebellion. Now, some people think the devil is all-powerful, but he's only a created being whom God created and has complete mastery over. And not only that, but Jesus said to his disciples in Luke 10, 18, 19, I beheld Satan fall as lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority over all the power of the enemy. You need to add this inspirational, informative, and timeless subject to your spiritual audio library. Find out what Satan does not want you to know about him and how he operates through the spiritual realm. This devil-chasing message, Satan's Complete Defeat, is on a 2-CD set for a love gift of $15 for the radio ministry. Request offer 128. Mail to R.G. Hardy Ministries, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Or order online at rghardy.org, where you can also order this message on MP3. Again, the offer number is 128, 128 for the 2-CD set, Satan's Complete Defeat, for a minimum love gift of $15. Mail to P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Till next time, this is Sharon Knott saying, Maranatha.